Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When you wake up in the morning and the light is...
We're back at 17 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Jim Blasingame on your at your service. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out and use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. We update it every day just for you. New audio, new video, new articles, et cetera, et cetera. Check it all out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Bill Diffenderfer is our guest. He's our good friend, former the founder of Skybus Airlines, the author of a number of books, including A Bank of Last Resort. We're talking about capitalizing a small business. And, you know, Bill, in the previous segment, you used the word startup, the term startup. But when I think of small business capitalization, I really don't think of it as startup as much as I do growth capital. You know what I mean? Because most small businesses... See, I know in your world, you deal with a lot of people who are going to scale and go public, et cetera, et cetera. But most small businesses are not going to. And to me, other than yourself and Aunt Minnie, a startup small business is not going to attract, most small businesses are not going to attract outside investors. What do you think?
Well, you know, first of all, I want to start up with the whole conversation about startups. At the tail end of your last segment, you talked about, you know, why you believe in America compared to other countries.
Right.
One of the great things about America is that people get an idea. A man or a woman sitting at home going, you know what, I want to start up my own business.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, that's a wondrous thing for somebody to think.
Right.
And then when they start putting it into action, and then they go, I have this great idea. And they may well have an idea that they think is just the size of their neighborhood. You know, the classic lemonade stand.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows how it grows to. So I'm not going to agree with you about, you know, they think it's just a small idea. Small ideas a lot of times grow into big ideas. And they grow into it because the spirit of America is that.
No, you're making my point, because I didn't say that they weren't going to scale. I'm just saying in the early days of most startups, it's not evident that they're going to scale like you have in Silicon Valley or that kind of thing. So I guess what I'm getting at is I don't want people to think that our conversation, the main thing I want to get across is I don't want people to think that our conversation is just about startup capital, because a lot of small businesses out there are beyond startup, and they're saying what you just now said. Hey, you know what? This lemonade stand could scale. I need to catch this moment. I need more capital, but they're not a startup.
Well, that's the core point here. Whether you're talking about a startup or whether you're talking about a company that's already gotten started a couple of years and is looking for more capital to grow, you always have to have a strong storyline about how your company will scale. If you can't talk to people who you want money from about how your business scales, you are not likely to get any capital, whether you're a startup or whether you're an established business. You have to explain why your company scales.
This is a sophisticated process, isn't it? I mean, this is a technical, sophisticated process. You can't just, if you're approaching investors, you can't just imagine what they're going to ask you. You need to plan for this. You need some help with this, don't you?
Absolutely right. You need to explain not only that, you know, why your company can scale from one size to the next size to a whole other set of multiples. You have to be able to show that you know how to hire the people that will execute on that kind of a vision.
Yeah.
You have to be able to identify exactly which markets you grow to, one market after the next, both from a geographical standpoint and perhaps from a product line standpoint. You have to be able to explain what other key resources you need and how you have access to mm-hmm. those resources or understand the resources. The point is, it takes a lot more than just an idea. It takes a plan. It takes an execution strategy. It takes mm-hmm. people. It takes all these things, and you have to know it ahead of time.
And don't you have to, and a lot of things that you might not flesh out completely in your own mind if you're just executing. You have to go ahead and fill in those squares in order to present it to an investor base, right, an investor prospect.
That's exactly right. One of the things I tell people, I taught a class on this as well at Ohio State University. One of the things I tell people is if the potential investor can ask one question that you don't have an answer for, mm-hmm. you're not going to get the money.
That's right.
You have to have an answer for every question, even their dumb questions.
And that's what I meant by getting some help and being prepared by talking to people who've been through this before, because you do not know, as smart as you may be, as good as you are at executing this plan that you have, and you may wind up being a billionaire, but sitting there at this stage, you don't know yourself all the questions people will ask. Only somebody who's been through this, I think, Bill, can really help you with that. What do you think?
Oh, I think that's absolutely right. I think that you cannot over-prepare, but make sure you have the passion and show it. Do not be afraid to be excited in front of an investor about mm-hmm. what you're doing. I wouldn't invest in anybody who wasn't passionate mm-hmm. about what they were trying to do, even if they thought it was just, you know, the world's next great widget. Well, you better be excited about it.
They may not catch your passion, but they want you to be passionate, right?
Absolutely,
because they're not going to allow themselves to get too passionate before they invest, because they don't want their metrics to be swayed, do they?
Well, that's exactly right. And it's not their job to be passionate;
right.
It's yours.
Yeah.
But the reason they want to see the passion is they want to see that you're going to go the extra step when mm-hmm. things get hard.
Right.
They want to see that you're going to be able to inspire the other employees that you bring
on, or
your partners
and the customers.
And absolutely,
yeah.
the customers
yeah.
too.
And maybe one day, one day Wall Street. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Bill Diffenderfer. His book is called A Bank of Last Resort. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.